The songs Heaven on Earth, Walking Like Giants, You Are Loved are all songs that encourage us in our journey of faith. And they're by the group Stars Go Dim. The latest is called It's Gonna Get Better. It's gonna get better. Let's get to know Stars Go Dim. Actually, it's just one guy, Chris Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Chris, tell us about the origins of the name of the band, Stars Go Dim. What does that mean? Where does it come from?
Yeah, this is like the question that everyone asks me. And when they ask me, I say, do you want me to tell you a really good story or lie to you? You know, like, it's like, you know, it's either going to be, one or the other. So honestly, the truth is we started Stars Go Dim, me and some friends, in 2007. So it feels like a lifetime ago. It's just a mainstream pop band. And so we were just kind of kids and made up a weird band name and it stuck. And I never thought, you know, in my mid-30s now, I'd still be running around, you know, in a band for a living. But God has really blessed us and let us continue to make music. And so here I am. And, you know, in hindsight, I've kind of found some scripture that works.
Right.
You know, when people really want a good Jesus answer. But the real answer is just, we were young and we made up a weird name.
No, I love that. That's perfect. Because you know what? If it sounds cool and you guys like it and you go with it, that's fine. What's wrong with that, really?
Right. Well, every band name's a little strange until, like, people make songs that you like. Like, U2 is a weird name. Maroon 5 is strange. It's like Led Zeppelin, you know. No one thought those were good names to start out with. Mm-hmm. And then they had to, like, legitimize them at some point, you know?
Yeah. And you never think, like you say, that, okay, you know, some years from now, I'm going to have to explain this name, you know, because we demand it, the public, we demand it.
Oh, it has to be the number one question people ask me.
Okay.
It probably is, yeah.
Well, you should make up the good story and then just say, no, we just made it up.
You see, that's what I do, but then I feel bad for lying to people.
Well, you've started off the year, too, on Facebook with the hashtag from your song, It's Gonna Get Better. Why is this an important message for you?
You know, I think so many of us go through these things daily in life. They're big and small when life just kind of gets at us. And I know even when we begin to release this song, it's like God wants to reteach me these lessons in these songs. And there were these things even in my life that I was like, gosh, like when is there gonna see some breakthrough? And this song to me is just something, it's an encouragement to say, listen, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, that our strength comes from Him. And when we may feel like we're walking through the valley now, we know that God is with us, and we know with Him everything gets better in time. And so it's just an encouragement for you, you know, whatever you're walking through in life, and I hope that it can, you know, make you feel a little bit better than you did when you started listening to it when you're done.
Well, that's the thing is when you're in the middle of something and somebody tells you that, you almost feel like, well, you know, that's a nice thing for you to say. But when you've been through some things and you know that it will, right? And you want to get that message across.
That's right. And I think for me, the thing I've learned, I even posted something, I think, this morning about it. You know, what I've learned as I've gotten older is the thing that I have to do is release control and have faith. And when I can do that and trust that God is who He says He is, then I'm able to see any circumstance in a better light. And I think when I try to control it and when I try to set the outcome and try to kind of create God in my image instead of the other way around, I get it all screwed up. But when I can trust in Him to be who He is, you know, I think it helps me align a little bit better and then be able to feel joy and be able to see these circumstances in a better light.
Mm. You think it's like, okay, you feel like a bad example to God or for people, like you're going through things. It's like, wow, man, I thought that guy had it together kind of thing.
I hope not, because I don't want anybody to think that I think I've got it together. You know, none of us really do. We're all trying to figure this out. So, you know, my medium is through music. So I hope that, you know, what I do can help you through, and yours might be something else and it may help me in some other way. But we're all kind of on the same team, so I hope we can encourage and edify each other in similar ways.
And are you heading out on tour? Going to see you in Canada at all?
You know what? it hasn't been announced yet, but I did just book 10 dates in Canada, so be on the lookout for that, and hopefully we'll be coming through close to y'all.
Fantastic. Chris Cleveland, Stars Go Dim. Thanks for spending some time with us, Chris.
You bet. Thank y'all for playing me.